From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca, and Tom Baudet. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, everyone. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jesse. I'm in Brooklyn.
All right, Jesse, how are you? Obviously, you're also in a bit of a hurry. That's fine. That's okay, but I love Brooklyn. What do you do in Brooklyn?
I'm a photo archivist, and I do music.
Wow. Because everybody in Brooklyn, in my experience, does at least three things. Because you're all like accountants and craft brewers.
That's
and
about right.
Psychics.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Jesse. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jesse's topic?
Tonight on Jerry Springer, my baby daddy is my husband, and we're happily married. Thank you very much.
Turns out television can be more than just a wasteland, corrupting our youth and rotting our brains. No, TV can be a force for good. Our panelists are going to tell you about three TV shows that are trying finally to do something positive for the world. Choose that real story and you'll win our prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Let's hear first from Tom Baudet.
Recognizing the need for optimism in these dark times, Wolf Blitzer and The Situation Room are planning to add a literal silver lining to their Friday editions. HD subscribers will see in the bright margins of their widescreens uplifting images and information while Mr. Blitzer breathlessly outlines the crises of the day. While you're clutching your seat listening to the latest on the Michelle Obama bare arm blow-up or in-depth analysis on the upholstery cleaning bill for the Merrill Lynch jet, you might be able to see, for example, rosters of the remaining solvent banks, along with videos of frolicking puppies and sneezing baby pandas. The crawl along the bottom of the screen in the Friday broadcast will feature happy nuggets such as father of six keeps job in Detroit. Texas toddler falls down well, finds Spanish gold. It's our way of taking the edge off the terrifying world I insist we live in, said Blitzer.
A happy news crawl, making the Situation Room seem happier on Fridays. Your next story of Hollywood giving back comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Global warming is caused by cars, coal, power plants, and all those huge fiery explosions on 24. That's why producers of the Fox series announced this week that 24 will become the first green, carbon-neutral television show. No easy task, given that all those buildings blowing up and car crashes are really bad for the environment. So producers came up with a very Hollywood solution. They bought enough carbon offsets to wit wind-powered plants in India to counter the 1,291 tons of carbon dioxide gas used saving the fake world from the fake bad guys. But there's more. Consultants installed motion light monitors in the bathrooms. The cast, including star Kiefer Sutherland, share electronic scripts, and everyone drives hybrid vehicles. Isn't it all a cynical ploy to win over those liberal viewers? Nah. Quote, these are not just feel-good measures, says GreenBiz.com editor Joel Makeour. They really did their homework.
The show 24 goes green by buying carbon offsets for their explosions. And your last story of the boob tube doing good work comes from Mo Rocca.
Legendary Entertainment Tonight anchor Mary Hart has long kept her radical animal rights beliefs to herself. But now the former Greenpeace spokesmodel is speaking out. Bowing to her demands, producers are allowing Hart to co-anchor a week of shows with endangered animals. Monday, she'll deliver the news with a lemur on her lap. Tuesday, Mary co-anchors with an Iranian kinkajou. Wednesday, Mary will deliver the news from inside the blowhole of a beluga whale. Thursday, she'll have a tree sloth wrapped around her neck. And on Friday, drawing on her ventriloquist past, Mary will sit in seeming silence while next to her a veal calf delivers the day's celebrity news.
Let's review your choices. From Tom Baudet, The Situation Room, trying to cheer everybody up with a crawl of happy news every Friday. From Roxanne Roberts, the TV show 24, trying to lower its impact on the environment by buying carbon offsets for its car crashes. Or from Mo Rocca, Mary Hart, trying to highlight the animal world by co-hosting with various animals over the course of a week. Which of these is the real story of TV trying to do good?
I'm happy to go with Roxanne, please.
You're going to go with Roxanne. Roxanne's story of the TV show 24, trying not to be so irresponsible in the way they blow things up. All right. Well, that's your choice. To bring you the real answer, we spoke to the person behind the TV show in question.
All of us here at 24 have reduced our carbon footprint and are almost carbon neutral.
That was Howard Gordon, the producer of 24, talking about their very sincere efforts not to warm the planet every time they blow someone up. Congratulations, you've won.
Thanks,
you
guys.
Have earned a point for Roxanne. And, of course, you have gotten the prize to end all prizes, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
I can't wait to brag.
Oh, brag you will. Congratulations, Jesse.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.